Penguin Random House Audio presents George the Sixth and Elizabeth, The Marriage That Saved the Monarchy, by Sally Bedell Smith. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. For Amanda Urban. A Note on Royal Names. Names in the royal family are inconsistent and often puzzling, partly due to habitual nicknaming, but more because of the inevitable changes that come with the progression of titles, especially among those first in line to the throne. For the purposes of this book, King George VI will be variously known as Prince Albert, his given name, Albert, Bertie, his nickname in the family throughout his life, the Duke of York, the title his father gave him in 1920, George VI, the name he chose from among his four Christian names when he ascended the throne in 1936, and the King. Queen Elizabeth will be referred to as Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lyon, Elizabeth, the Duchess of York, her title on marrying Albert, the Duke of York, in 1923. Queen Elizabeth, the title she took on her husband's accession in 1936. The Queen, and the Queen Mother, after the death of her husband in 1952. Princess Elizabeth, the future Queen Elizabeth II, will be referred to as Princess Elizabeth, her name from birth. Lilibet, the nickname from childhood she gave herself. Queen Elizabeth II on taking the throne in February 1952, and the Queen. Princess Margaret, the younger daughter of George VI and Queen Elizabeth, will be called Princess Margaret, her birth name, and Margaret. King George V will be called first Prince George, then George V. Queen Mary will be referred to initially as Princess May, as she was known from the time of her birth, and Queen Mary after her husband, George V, took the throne in 1910. King Edward VIII, the older brother of King George VI, will be called Prince Edward, or Edward, as well as David, his name within the family. The Prince of Wales, his title from 1910 until he became king in January 1936 on the death of George V, and the Duke of Windsor, the title his brother gave him after the abdication in December 1936. Wallis Warfield Simpson, the Duke of Windsor's wife, will be called Mrs. Simpson, Wallis, and the Duchess of Windsor, following her marriage to the Duke in 1937. Prince Henry, a younger brother of George VI, will be called Henry, rather than Harry, his family nickname, to avoid confusion with his sister Mary's husband, also nicknamed Harry, and the Duke of Gloucester, the title given him in 1928 by his father, George V. Princess Alice, Duchess of Gloucester, will be called the Duchess of Gloucester and Alice. It was not until the death of her husband in 1974 that Queen Elizabeth II designated her aunt as a princess. Prince George, another younger brother of George VI, will be called Prince George, but also Georgie, his family nickname. He will also be referred to as the Duke of Kent, the title given him by King George V in 1934. Princess Marina, the wife of Prince George, will be called Princess Marina, the Duchess of Kent, and Marina. Princess Mary, the younger sister of George VI, will be called Princess Mary. Henry Lascelles, the 6th Earl of Harwood, Princess Mary's husband, will be called Harry Lascelles, and later Harry Harwood, when he inherited the earldom in 1929 on his father's death. Prince John, the youngest brother of George VI, will be called Prince John and Johnny, as he was known in the family, until his death at age 13 in 1919 from a major epileptic seizure. Other historical and collateral members of the royal family will be known by their given titles. For example, King Edward VII, or Edward VII, and Queen Alexandra, or Alexandra, the grandparents of King George VI. In the interests of simplicity, the terms His or Her Royal Highness and His or Her Majesty will be avoided, except in specific circumstances or when mentioned in a direct quotation. Prologue. It is a big claim to say that a single royal couple saved the centuries-old British monarchy. But King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, later known as the Queen Mother, or Queen Mum in affectionate slang, did exactly that. By an accident of history and through personal qualities that earned the admiration and support of the British public. They imparted their values and sense of duty to their daughter Elizabeth, who succeeded her father in 1952. As Queen Elizabeth II, she became the longest-reigning monarch in British history, and arguably the most popular. The accident of history was the constitutional crisis provoked by George VI's older brother, King Edward VIII, who abdicated in 1936 because of religious, official, and popular opposition to his intended marriage to the American socialite Wallace Simpson. She had already divorced one husband and was divorcing her second. Because the monarch is the nominal head of the Church of England, which forbade divorced people to remarry in the church, she was considered an untenable choice to be queen. When Edward defied the advice of Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin and insisted on Queen Wallis, Baldwin and his cabinet threatened to resign en masse. In the end, Edward VIII chose Mrs. Simpson over the crown. Shocked by his older brother's decision, George VI nevertheless embraced his destiny. He transformed himself into an exceptional leader through grit and determination. During his 15-year reign, his wife, Queen Elizabeth, was at his side every step of the way, providing support, encouragement, and wise counsel. Their remarkable partnership lasted until George VI's death at age 56. Elizabeth was just 51 and would live to be nearly 102. Her 50 years as a widow, the merry Queen Mum, beloved by the British people and throughout the world, have overshadowed the nearly 3 decades of a successful and happy marriage that is the scope of this book. The British actor Colin Firth said he had no idea that the Queen Mother had been George VI's wife until he made the Oscar-winning film The King's Speech about the monarch's struggle to overcome a crippling stammer. Crucial to the marriage of King George VI and Queen Elizabeth were the qualities of duty and service they exemplified, especially during Britain's ordeal in World War II. From the earliest days of the war, Adolf Hitler targeted the King and Queen. His bombers hit Buckingham Palace 9 times. On one occasion, they nearly succeeded in killing the monarch and his queen consort. As I began my research into the lives of George and Elizabeth, I soon realized that her life was more deeply entwined with that of the king than is generally known. Not only is theirs a touching love story, with surprising dramatic twists, it is a story of inspiration in the most challenging circumstances. Repeated personal tragedies and ailments, the ravages of 2 world wars, and a terminal illness. It's equally a story of resilience and shared joy. With the centenary of the marriage of King George VI and Queen Elizabeth being celebrated in 2023, it seems a good time to reflect on who they were, what accounted for their strong marriage, and how they made a difference in the world. How did he grow into his job? How did this inherently withdrawn man gain confidence in his judgments and his interactions with others? How did she mature from a fundamentally unserious aristocrat into a public-spirited source of strength for her husband, her family, and her nation? How did she balance her work as consort with her role as a mother? Their indelible legacy was their daughter Queen Elizabeth II, who would be widely admired not only for her unflagging service, but also for her wisdom and her modesty.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?